Shout out Sheetz, dude. Yo. Wawa gets too much love.
Yeah, I mean,
Wawa's starting to get love. I saw Pete Davidson wearing a Wawa shirt. Fucking Soder's always pushing Wawa, dude.
It's just, dude.
Sheetz needs, I'm going to get some Sheetz gear.
It's weird. It's weird consumeristic tribalism, dude. I don't really adhere to any of it.
Really?
Yeah, I just steal from automated machines, dude. I just go and steal from the self. They open up self-checkout, and I ever since have been like, there's a free $15 every time I walk through these places. Oh, dude, I can't wait to have kids.
Yeah?
And just be like, oh my God, it fucking threw. I can't believe
you. Are you actually trying? Are you trying to have kids?
I'm not trying to right now, but I'm going to
take that hood off.
Oh, dude, no way. This, oh, yeah, this thing gets, it gives you a really leaky unit, dude.
Does it?
Yeah, because, dude, it feels so good.
So manhoodcanada.com is really working for you, right?
Oh, dude, we didn't talk about this, dude.
You have a, we didn't talk about this at all?
We didn't, no.
It was the last cast. Yeah. Matt has his hoods.
So, yeah, I got him on.
He's wearing a hood on the tip of his penis as we speak to each other and make eye contact.
Exactly. And I have a hole in my sweatpants, and I keep playing with it through my sweatpants.
He's been grabbing his dick throughout.
But, all right, here's what I'll say. I'm not bragging. I definitely shortchanged myself. I thought I needed, the absolute smallest one because, dude, again, when I – it gets so teeny, dude. It's such a teeny little teenus.
You have a teenus.
So I'm like – I was just praying, please let these things fit on my dick and not fall off and embarrass me. And I don't want to tell Randy, hey, dude, I'm not cut out for the manhood.
You don't want to tell Randy from Manhood
falls
Canada
off my tiny
that you have
penis.
Too much of a teenus to wear his stuff.
Put on the small size, bro, and it's, it's fucking squeezing me.
You got a tight fucking package on your dick right now.
It's fucking squeezing me. So I said, hey, Randy, I don't want to be fresh, but.
Hey, Ran,
I needed at least a half size, not a whole size up, so let's go.
You need me a bigger hood.
Let's go, dude. So Randy's, his job is the best. He just literally talks dongs all day long.
You think that's a good job?
You hit him up? Fuck yeah, dude. You hit him up, and he's like, what you working with? All right. You circed? All
right. He doesn't say circed, right?
Circumcised.
Oh, I wish
he
said circ.
I think he says cut, and he's like, well, do they leave you a little skin? What do you got, loose cut? You got tight? Do you ever get chafing? Dude, he just talks.
He's talking shop.
He's talking shop.
He's a mechanic talking
all day
dicks
long, dude. I mean, it's like there's no one. I was like, dude, let me fucking please work for you and just talk dongs. Just be a dong appraiser. Send pics. Let me see what you're working with. You got hook shape? Wow. Look at that thing.
What do you think of hook shape? That's rare.
Thinking about hook shape recently.
You're
and
talking
I was like,
hooking up?
Hooking to the side.
Oh, one of those.
But that's kind of a girth illusion. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's curved, but it's curving to the side. So, think about that. It's a girth illusion.
What is there to think about? What are you talking
about? It just
about?
Gives you more girth because you're hitting with an angle.
Oh, okay.
So it's creating the, as it's hooking, you're measuring girth, but from what's touching what.
I see. You think that girth illusion also could cause some major queefage if you had a curved dick like that? You ever think about that? Because that's hooking in air every time.
It could create a hurricane, really. That's a perfect.
That's probably what happened with Katrina.
That's an Alberta clipper right there, dude. That's fucking.
Next thing you know, your girlfriend's queefing so hard, she's shooting out the window. She flies away out of pure queef.
We'll have to take calls one day and ask if people like the hook.
About the hooked dick.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I would just.
You got any hot cousins? You should probably just ask a hot cousin.
If they like it. Why do I have to ask my hot cousin? I can't just ask anyone normal. I don't have to ask my
talk to Randy. See, I'm sure Randy's talked to some people with hooked dicks. It'd be like, does it cause queefage?
I'll check in with our sponsor and see what's going on with
check
that.
Check in with manhoodcanada.com and ask him, what's the best dick for minimal queefage?
Probably, dude, I got a straight soldier.
Straight
with a
missile.
I got a straight soldier with a fucking mushroom tip. I got the plunger, classic plunger.
Oh, yeah. the plunger, I forgot.
That thing is the, maybe it could, it might, I don't know, I'm not going to think about it, but what I was saying, dude, is that, so I wore it for 4 days, and I was skeptical.
You wore a hood that you bought online, bought online from Canada on the tip of your dick.
For 4 days,
For four days.
I believe, I think I have four or five, I'm not sure. So I'm wearing one. I'm saving two for my brother, so I'm not wearing two.
Your brother wants some hood.
I'm going to chuck a hood or two. I'm going to chuck two to my brother. So one of them, though, is made out of almost like a leather daddy material.
I think I know what brother it is.
Yeah, you can probably figure
honestly,
it out.
I have an idea. Honestly, I think I have a pretty good idea who it is.
So it's like one of them's a little bit leather daddy-ish, so I've been hesitant to wear that.
It's a little leather daddy. You don't want that.
It's just the fabric, but the rest of them are just like, it's literally like I put it on. You don't get any sensitivity the first day, but like, you just feel like it's like a bra for your dick, and I just feel like really comfortable. I feel like a part of me has been missing, and I put it on. I'm just kind of like, Nice. I feel secure. I'm telling you, Chuck, you strap this thing up and start moving around.
This is great.
It's awesome.
Do you think Randy's listening? I hope so. Probably. I hope Randy hears this because that was a fucking glowing review.
I'm telling you, dude. But then, I get 4 days. I'm trying to have sex every day to test this thing out. You know, the bull has to stay in the stable, dude, till Sunday, the Lord's Day. And, dude, I was fucking, it just felt so, it's so sensitive. And I'm only 4 days in. Apparently, after like 2 weeks, you get the real feel back. Get some color back in your helmet, too. It gets you a nice little purplish hue.
No, dude, that sounds like you're cutting off circ.
Nah, dude, it's fucking nerves.
Cutting off some circulation. Nerves. Tip of your dick, dude. You're going to lose all sensitivity.
Dude, it's so sensitive.
Yes.
It's so.
I can't wait till you damage your dick.
I'm not damaging my dick, dude. It's better than ever.
Your dick's purple?
Hey, a little bit. It's coming back. I'm telling you.
I don't think that's coming back.
Get the color back, dude.
There's no color coming back.
Yeah, you're ashy, dude. You got an ashy dick. So then, finally I get blessed Sunday.
You get blessed
and
with some.
I was telling you, dude. Pussy. I got blessed with some fucking pussy, dude. And then like, and the only
that's pussy with two Z's, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's fucking Sunday
so
pussy,
we,
dude.
We tried to do this earlier, and you know we got fucking our shit got side railed. But basically, what I was telling Shane is that, dude, when I crummed, and he was like, "Well, how do you know if it, you know if it's good?" And it's like I judge by, and I got like six, just like.
I'm good for two or three.
And this dude, I was just...
You had six orgasmic convulsions.
Yeah. And the dude, it's so funny to think about the people listening to us through the vents.
Oh, God.
Just hearing Brittany like... Oh, and they're like, dude, come here, check this out. And then it's your... Oh, I'm sorry. Literally, as I was coming, I was like... I sound like Wario getting spun off the track in Mario Kart.
I gotta be honest though, it's not as nice and flowery as I've heard the entire interaction between you two. I've had many sleepless nights with this. It's kind of two people going, it's fucking nightmarish, dude. I've stared at many a ceiling late at night listening to you fucking shouting.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I've been on the other end of that.
The worst is when she like yells certain things. I'm like, shut up.
I've heard you guys fucking and her say something like that, and you'd be like, shut up. Like I've heard you be like, shut up, Shane's awake. Like he might hear us. I'm like, yeah, dude, I totally hear you.
The one time. The barn dog was like, our doors were smacked up next to each other. Huh. And the one time he was taking a nap and I just fucking, I let it go, dude. We hadn't seen each other in 2 weeks and it was just like,
yeah.
I just like walked out and was like, sorry, barn dog. That was gross.
Barnage got to hear it.
Yeah, dude.
I wonder if I ever, somebody said they heard the barn dog getting after it, which is gross as fuck, dude.
I used to walk up and hear that shit and just be like, what?
Yeah, the barn diggity. Getting loose.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Oh, this is sure is.
What is this, pussy? Oh,
it is wet.
Ooh. I'm about to come. Ooh. Yeah, dude, sick coming stories.
Thanks.
So you wore the hood.
Yeah.
Sensitivity's phenomenal
through
right
the
now.
Charts, dude.
The tip of your dick is getting its color back. It's purple again.
It's super. Well,
as the good Lord intended.
There. Exactly.
As Allah intended your
and
purple
I'm
dick.
Dude, I'm feeling like, I feel real just kind of secure.
You feel juiced up.
I do.
You got your tea back.
I'm telling you, man. I'm
your
literally.
Your tea's at an all-time high.
But I told you, my girlfriend hates the fact that I'm wearing this thing.
I think everyone.
Hates it, dude.
Everyone around you that knows you hates the fact
even
that you're
like
wearing
when
this.
I'll talk to people. Yeah, I went to my niece's birthday.
You went to your niece's birthday and were you wearing a
definitely,
hood on the
dude,
tip of your
definitely.
Dick?
And I'm like, I'm talking, yeah, definitely. I'm telling them, they're like, oh, it's up to that sponsor. And they're like laughing. I'm like, no, I got one on right now. And they're like, oh, they're like, really? And everyone, all the fun stops. Everyone's like, huh, all right, that's cool.
No, well, see, that's what's weird about that is, so now, I know it's just on and you're not constantly actively worrying about it,
mm-hmm.
Although you probably are. You're probably thinking about it.
It's getting second
often.
Nature. I told you, it's my dung. It's all for nothing else. Just your flaccid state is so nice.
Yeah,
you
got a thick dick. We'll get to that in a second. But
I don't though, dude. It's just
this thing. No, you got a girth semi at all times.
Yeah, exactly.
Which
it
is sick.
Nice. It's very pendulous.
You got
pendulous.
Nice, pendulous swinging semi at all times. But the idea that even while sitting at your niece's birthday, I saw your face while you adjusted it, dude. Don't do that. God damn, dude, this shit sucks. Fuck you, Randy, for sending Matt these fucking Randy from fucking Alberta or wherever the fuck he's from. So while you're sitting at your niece's birthday, like while they're cutting cake,
yep,
singing, you have something on the tip of your penis and you're actively trying to have better sex. That's all it, like, well, it's just a weird.
There is definitely a sexual element to just being on you all day, because it's definitely what's causing your semi is you have something kind of like.
Yeah, you got brushed up. It, the yeah. tip of your dick's getting brushed.
But it's also protecting it from
snugging. It's snugging.
Dude, when you first put it on, it's like your dick disappears. Because you don't realize how much it's rubbing and touching stuff till you block it. And you're walking, you're like, I can't feel my dick. And it's
oh, yeah.
pretty, it's crazy.
That's got to be nice.
It's actually really nice.
I might need to
take one
of those two free ones.
Yeah.
I got to be certain, absolutely certain, it's not one you wore.
No, I wouldn't do that. You can tell the ones I wore, the strap, you can tell from it hitting Velcro. It's like a little fuzzy.
Okay.
So, no doubt.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Chuck one on.
I don't think I should.
Chuck one on.
Man. I don't think I have it in me. I don't think it's in my system. I don't think I can mentally.
That's the worst part is now, like, I actually love wearing these things. So now it's like.
I'm sure you do.
My girlfriend, every time, dude, I go to take a piss and she just hears that. She just, like, looks
at me. She hears the
like,
Velcro.
She hears the Velcro come off. She's like, what are you going to do when you're peeing in public? And all of a sudden it's like, I'm going to whip off my fucking manhood, dude.
That's a good sales pitch, too, at the urinal.
Exactly. Someone's going to peek and I'm like, yo, bro.
You see this? What do you think of this?
What do you think? You want this fucking? You want your flaccid dong to look like this at all times?
So wait,
she's like, I look at his and it's way bigger than mine. I'm like, man, whatever, dude. Like, you get a big size.
The strap, does it open at the tip, or do you have to remove it entirely to take a piss? Does it open at the tip like a pajama?
Hold on,
like a pajama bottom where they used to shit out the back.
This is it.
Do it into the mic. This is Matt's dick.
This is my girlfriend hears every time I pee.
Oh my god, dude! Ew. Ew. Ew, dude. Hold that thing up.
It's like a little thumb cover, dude.
Holy shit. You just have that strapped to the tip of your dick. Yeah. Bro, this is too much.
I gotta put it back on.
This is too much.
Why is it too much?
You know why this is too much. You know that this is not right.
Dude, I feel good about it, dude.
Do you think, though, if we had a time capsule here and we showed Matt 3 years ago what you're up to right now
stoked.
With this
I'd be stoked
tip of your dick covered?
Hold on, I gotta adjust. Well, when I get the bigger ones, it'll cover more of my length. So the length comes with
my weight. Length, dude. Shut the fuck up. You need to get someone needs to slap your dad needs to slap you in the face.
Like that,
where's Billy, dude?
My dad, Billy's fucking stoked.
Billy, listen up, dude. If you still listen to the podcast,
Billy listens.
You need to slap
Billy's
Matt.
Rich.
You need to slap Matt and tell him to just stop fucking with his dick,
dude. I'm telling you, this is the way you're supposed to be. It's the best.
I'll tell you what. One bad thing about Manhood Canada is when you're putting it on. And making eye contact with your friend. That's a real weird moment.
Yeah, man. That you heard that Velcro crunch, dude. Every time my girlfriend's watching, she's watching the fucking Vampire Diaries, and she just hears... And she looks at me and just goes...
Damn, you guys are still watching Vamp Diaries?
It's over. She finished it.
You guys are back on your bullshit.
We're back on bullshit.
You're back on your bullshit with that Vampire
she
Diaries.
She finished it, dude.
Wait, when did you get out of the theater life?
Right in the middle of elementary school.
Oh, you were fine then. That's like when I stopped playing soccer.
Yeah,
quite the same. You know, once you find something real, you're like, all right, enough of this. Yeah,
yeah, that's funny. That is funny.
What the fuck? I had something. What? I had a theater kid on our football team. There's a good theater kid.
Yeah.
And my one friend, who's not a theater kid at all, got paired with him at team camp,
mm-hmm.
and the kid brought like all musicals and set up a surround system in their dorm room and just literally all day just watched like Jesus Christ Superstar
it's
and shit.
It's funny because,
Nightmare stuff.
Do you have older brothers?
No, just a sister.
There you go, dude. If it like the only way, because when you're six, you don't know anything. You're just out figuring stuff out. And like, luckily, if you have older brothers, they're kind of like, nah, dude, here's porn. Like, stay away from that shit. And
they kind of shepherd you away.
Yeah. It's funny, so you'd have to figure that out. That's
and the next
tough.
Thing you know,
Yeah, next thing you know,
you got
you're
something
fucking,
strapped on your dick.
Next thing you know, you got a fucking monkey on your back. You can't get off, dude. I've been porn free.
Yeah, how's your dong doing?
Dong's good at strap. Oh my god, dude! I fucking.
As a concerned listener, I'm sure you're worried. Also,
my dong's really good right now. Thank you for asking. It's not chafed at all. It's covered. I stopped wearing my manhood for like 2 days. I had an incident where I was this weekend. I do the police fitness test every Sunday. It's part of my systems, dude. I'm with my babe. We're doing it, and I thought I fucking lost one.
You thought one fell off during the test?
Yeah, bro. Because I told you you sent me bigger ones, so I was a little bit fucking big on my britches. So I thought it was fucking. I guess I got used to this. The tight one was causing excitation from like squeezing to me all the time. So I was walking around with a fucking chub. Yeah. I was walking around with a chub. So then, like, I put on the bigger one and I went and did this full fucking workout. Thought I lost it because it wasn't basically fell off my penis, but I was doing my laundry today and found it. So I got so sad about losing one that I was like, man, fuck these things. And then I didn't wear it for 2 days, but then found it. It's back on.
How's the sensitivity going right now?
Sick, dude.
All time high?
It's all time high. I'm back on.
Damn.
I was laughing thinking about people finding one of those things somewhere in North Philly. Just like,
what would you think that was?
Well, it says manhood on it. So if someone would look it up and be like, pick it up and be like, ugh. You wouldn't know what it was. You'd be like, what the fuck is this thing?
There was a listener, and this sucks because I forget his name. He was at my show on Saturday, and I showed him a picture of your dick.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Showed him the dick pic you sent me.
Good. Keep that one,
press,
dude.
And hit record. I'm, like, press it down so your dick swings a little.
I'm back to micro machining right now.
I do have to shout that guy out. He was the fucking man. He was in the Navy.
Damn.
He's a fucking bat, and I can't fucking remember his
name. You showed my dick to a sailor?
Showed your dick to a hot seaman.
Oh, my God, dude.
Real hot seaman. And then, yeah.
Was it torqued?
It was half torqued.
Half torqued?
It was the perfect amount of torque where it's still hanging. Any more than like, dude, why are you sending me a boner pic? It was just on the edge before it's like, meh.
It was elevated from the sack. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was fucking. Yeah. It was pointing forward.
It was hanging on my sweatpants waistband responsible for that little bit of hang. It was hanging. I was hanging tough, and now I'm back to micro machining, dude. My dick got used to these things. I looked down today. I was like, oh, God.
That's all right.
It's fine.
Your sensitivity's an all-time sensitivity. Shout out manhoodcanada.com.
Dude, I think the, what the fuck, what's the code? The promo code is Matt and Shane.
Yeah.
Or Shane and Matt.
How's Animus? How's the Animus CBD going?
We got an order,
I know
bro.
At least one order.
Yeah, we got an order, bro.
I know at
we
least
sold,
one order.
We sold a vial, dude.
One order was somebody consulted me. It was like, how do you like the CBD?
Dude, sold a vial of CBD. My manhood fell off, but I picked it back up, put it back on. I was doing a 300-meter sprint, and I like finished, and I'm like, I looked down. I'm like, doesn't feel like it's on. And I was like, yeah, it's got to be somewhere.
300-meter sprint, and your fucking dick cover fell off. Good Lord.
It's back on, though, dude.
Good Lord.
I'm ready to rock. I was getting HED, dude, and I could literally feel, you know, you can like, did you ever get your taste buds inflamed when you eat something too hot?
Mm-hmm.
I could feel individual taste buds on my unit. Like, it was the real deal.
Wow.
But I don't know if it's because she burned her tongue recently.
Could have
been.
So
it might have been
tongue.
A little bit bigger, but I was feeling buds. I was like, I can feel some taste buds right now. It's not, the tongue wasn't just some fucking slick pad anymore.
And you
it's
were
like,
just getting some.
I was getting some fucking HED, dude. And I was just like, yo, bro.
Wow.
So the sensitivity, it's real. It really works. So.
I fucking believe you, man.
Dude, I might have to get one, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you.
You're selling me on it for real.
I'm telling you.
Dude, don't fall into this.
We're having
You'll
some
be doing theater
yo,
in no
we're,
time.
We're going to have some guy. No way, dude. They're gonna have, we're having some guy come on who is like an expert in male circumcision. He'll be on in a few
I told
weeks.
Him already.
Yeah, so.
We did. A lot of people are concerned. I'll get a lot of listeners
what's wrong
and people
with this?
Will be like, what the fuck's going on with Matt, dude?
Dude, why, what's wrong with putting
Nothing's
someone
wrong
dick?
With it. It's just outside of society.
It's
norms,
strange.
Dude.
It's strange for sure.
And
but
that's
it's,
what people admire about you. Is that you're fucking, dude, you're like, fuck it.
I'm an edgelord for sure, yeah.
You're definitely an edgelord, but on just the fringes of society.
Yeah.
You're not being edgy. You're
that's
not like
true.
Being a dickhead.
No, it's just weird.
Well, literally.
It's weird. Sick. My girlfriend's gotten used to it finally. She sees him hanging now. She doesn't complain. Sees him hanging off the drying rack next to her clothes.
Okay, you're saying she's gotten used to
seeing them all.
Just Manhood Canada's product being a part of your guys' everyday life.
She wasn't ready for it yet.
Which that's got to be special.
I mean, it's like if you were to start just kind of wearing thongs out of nowhere. It's just kind of like.
If you propose to her, you should put one of those on her hand.
That'd be awesome.
Or take the ring out of it.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Oh, when you unstrap it.
Yeah, but then she says something mean about my manhood, dude. Then all of a sudden I'm like, fuck that, dude. Take the ring
Nobody
back.
Talks shit on your manhood. Not
my sensitivity.
Don't you dare.
This is him in the desert just swashbuckling
like
fucking big
sex,
black
dude.
Dicks. He's like,
nah,
cut those down, dude.
I lose my erection if Gates is promoting gay butt sex, dude. I would
it
go
doesn't
Microsoft.
Have to be just for gay guys.
Yes.
You could get out. I actually knew an Afrin guy who used to do that tactic with antibiotics. He would swallow an antibiotics and then have sex without a condom. Like it takes it all the way.
I don't know about that. I think that was easy.
Shout out to Abraham. What's up, bro?
Yeah, those AIDS.
I was like, dude, I don't think that works. And B,
those AIDS.
I was like, you're fucking up your stomach with all the antibiotics. He's like, I have African stomach.
Okay.
You got a point there.
All right, bro. Yeah, it's like, all right, bud, whatever.
I wonder the correlation between school shooters and circumcision.
I wonder, too.
We got to get a picture of these boys' dicks.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Uh-huh.
I'd say cut, dude, across the board.
Yeah, probably. I think they were traumatized probably. From that cutting.
Nah, definitely.
I bet Benjamin.
You cut plus the video Benjamin game like Doom. Shooter.
Benjamin might have been in Vegas.
Yeah.
These things set up in Mandalay. I'll check
find out
dates.
That guy's real name. I think that was Benjamin.
What if he's just like a bellhop there? And he's like,
but yeah, dude, the trying to talk to somebody about this issue so hard in the first place, and then if you try and double down with foreskin restoration shit, they're just like, you lost me. You're an idiot.
It's so bizarre. But, I mean, you're talking about if you're saying like for the average person with a clipboard on the street, you're like, you have a minute for, and they're already like, no, and you're like, penis restoration, or like,
what?
What?
But I think, dude, the places that make these devices, and they're like dudes in their garages, but
of course.
The people that make these devices, like your manhoods and shit,
yeah.
The number of orders they get, they're not out of business.
Yo.
These guys make livings off of this shit because hundreds of thousands of orders are coming in. And to skip over that fact is to skip over like how so many men feel about like that they were cut and like the fact that they like and that we don't hear these voices. Like it's like me, you know, and then there's some other people, but like there's not a lot of guys out there talking about this, but there are guys like suffering and being like, how can I fix my dick? Because somebody fucked it up.
Well, dude, that guy, Randy, I've been talking to Randy before. First of all, he's just been super generous, sends me manhoods and shit whenever I want them. And it's like, he'd be like, I always been hitting him with ideas. I was like, you should make boxers that just have the built-in sleeve that you just slide right into.
Mm.
That way it's all one thing. You just chuck them on. He was like, yeah, I'll hit it with my advertising guy. Like, he has, like, guys, technically.
Where he's
my
advertising
guy. I got this and that. These dudes make fucking money, dude. His website's nice as fuck.
Yeah, by the way, last, like 5 episodes ago, you guys were talking about manhood for the first time. You were talking about how Canada is the Silicon Valley of dong maintenance. I think I laughed at that for, like, 30 minutes straight.
I forgot about that.
Good. I'm glad that reached the ears of somebody who was like, yes.
Is Canada highly advanced in this?
No.
I'll say, damn. Dude, so these guys are making money.
It just so happens, it just so happens that Randy happens to be in Canada, and he calls it Manhood Canada for some reason.
That's awesome.
Yeah, manhood.com was taken as Manhood Canada. He almost did manhood.net and was like, nah, I'll take Manhood Canada. How much... What do you think's the best thing on the market for that?
Dude, there's a...
Yes, Randy. Manhood's number one.
I think if anybody wants to restore their foreskin, you should do... it's a manual tugging method, and you should just check out this subreddit, the foreskin restoration subreddit.
Like jelking?
They call it Andre's method, because it was like this dude who just like went on there one day and posted how he restored his dick, and it happened so fast. It was like 8 months. Most of these methods are like... You deal with shit on your dick for like years at a time, and it's uncomfortable and awful.
You wear like tugging devices and shit.
Yeah, but like, this is like you go to the bathroom every hour, you pull on your dick, and like you get full dick growth back within like, I mean, it depends how you're cut.
I know one guy who's going to be doing this.
I'm definitely doing this, dude.
Yep. I know one guy who's going to be tugging his dick every hour.
They have the manhood restorer, and then you're like, you're supposed to like... Fold your foreskin down, wrap this thing around real quick.
Wait. You don't want to fucking shit on our sponsor.
Dude, right? I'm for the people, dude. I'm just saying it's tough. It's tough to do. So you can still wear it for sensitivity, and then
You should do both. I mean, now we're talking a lethal combo of also...
I know.
You're wearing your Manhood Canada and tugging on your dick in the bathroom every
don't
hour.
Don't make me start jelking again, dude. Ask now my ex-wife. When I started jelking, dude, it was getting too fucking fast and
furious. What is jelking?
Jelking's the... It's like
it's a made-up thing where you tug on your penis.
No, it's not. It's an Arabian... jelking's an Arabian word for milking, I think. And it's like you squeeze the base. You don't want to be too hard, but if the harder you are, the more it works your girth, and the softer you are, the more it works your length. And you just squeeze like you're milking an udder, just alternating hands like that. And you can only do like, you know, so many a day. You can bust a blood capillary.
And what would you do
it
for?
It's an enlarging technique.
Just enlarging.
So if I'm jelking, if I'm Andre's method for sensitivity and wearing my manhood just for wearing the manhood makes your flaccid fucking just your flaccid dong look all right.
Dude, here's better, the idea. If you do Andre's method enough, you don't have to wear manhood anymore.
Shit, yeah, but we're not trying to put our major sponsor out of business.
No, Randy would be... Dude, I'll tell you what about Randy, dude. I don't think he really... I think he's has enough money. Randy, if all everyone had their foreskins, I would say Randy would be happy to close up shop, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, these guys, the idea that these people are manufacturing these things, like you said, in garages.
Yeah.
Just it's coming up, dude. With different...
They're probably a lot of China. They're probably prototyping and fucking sending to China, coming back.
Like, where did you... And you made your own, right?
No, no, I didn't. And honestly, like, I've only gone through fits and starts of trying because it just sucks. Like, it's an awful process. And you walk around with shit strapped on your dick.
Yeah.
And sometimes like your dick starts to go numb in the middle of class and you're like, fuck.
It's scary. Yeah. Your fucking dick up.
Yeah.
Every now and again, I mash it into the manhood, the Velcro imprints on my dick. And then like, I take my dick out. I'm like, what have I done?
Yeah.
That scared me, dude. When I first sent me a couple and I'm like, dude, I'm going to cut the blood circulation off. Yeah. That's why it's very important to get one big enough. And don't fucking, you know what I'm saying, big enough, but don't sell yourself. I was like, I obviously have the smallest one. And I put it on. I was like, this is fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, this is good stuff.
But the weights is where I tapped out. I saw the weight devices and I was like, dude, I'm not.
Yeah,
can't.
I never try to weight.
Imagine if someone like snatched your girlfriend's purse and you had to like run after them and you're like, oh, God, I'm fucking this thing bobbing my dick down.
Yeah, man.
Fishing lure.
That shit falls off in like through your pants and it falls out on the ground. It's just like, oh, shit.
You gotta go.
Somebody
gotta
sees that.
Somebody picks it up like, you dropped your keys. Oh, my God. What the fuck is this?
Is this a Manhood Canada?
Randy picks it up.
Is Randy cut? Did he tell you?
Randy, I don't think he's ever discussed. I would say the guy.
I would say no.
I would say he is cut.
I mean, yes, for sure.
Yeah, you don't start this fucking battle if you got the fucking. Yeah. And then again, maybe if you're like you didn't get cut and your little brother did and you saw what he dealt with. Maybe
because
like,
Canada's got a low circumcision rate, but I think probably when I don't know how old he is, but probably when he was born, assuming he's like 40 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
They were doing it more.
So you're like the Elon Musk of dicks.
That's what I'm going
for. You're going to be like the founding dick, that's what I'm going for. Dick father.
Yeah.
Dude.
You're going to start the rev.
I'm so hyped now to have a new weekly project to start restoring my foreskin, the Andre method.
What do you tell? You tug the skin of your dick?
This is a daily method. Yeah, you grab it at the scar line and you pull it for 2 minutes straight. And you set a timer and then an hour later you do it. I mean, at the end of the day, you don't, like, your dick feels pretty bad at the end of the day, but, like...
I heard that.
Yeah.
Jelking feels a little sore, dude. You start jelking it.
I'm just going to let it be.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to do it.
It's not for everybody, man.
Yeah.
I just want to see if it works. And then did you have to keep doing it forever, or once you...
No, you get it back, and then you chill.
Is it, like, real deal foreskin, or is it, like,
some
weird...
So here's the thing. There's going to be, like, parts that you can never get back. Like, if you watch porn, like... Dude's dicks like get covered up by it and then it stays via the it's called a Franar band, which is it's basically just
that little balloon knot
muscle. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that you lose that completely, like you can't get that back. So you'll never get that back, but you will like it. Stretching your skin causes what's mitosis, which is just skin growth or cell growth rather. So you are growing new skin, but and they use it like in plastic surgery and skin grafts and shit.
I saw Matt's eyes light up on that, dude. He's like, "This is the real deal."
Perfect, dude. Yeah. Finally,
Andre's method, dude.
Yeah. Finally,
shout out Outkast.
Yeah, it was Andre.
Thank you, Andre 2000.